Bath Spa station is going to lose its staffing at the ticket office. Some people are so annoyed by this decision, they've been protesting there today. Is this the start of a totally staff-free station? Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future is on the line. Bruce, good evening.
Good evening, Johnny.
What happened in Bath today?
Well, I mean, this is part of a whole series of protests that's been happening, you know, up and down the country, really, because people are very unhappy about the prospect of ticket offices being closed. Bath is an interesting example because the ticket office has already been closed, but by accident, because the roof collapsed. So it's giving travellers through Bath Spa Station a sort of nasty taste of what's likely to come. Well, you turn up at the station and there's no ticket office to buy your ticket.
Having said that, though, they will have people redeployed around the station to be giving out tickets, as I understand it.
Well, that is the claim, but frankly, I don't believe them. You know, I think this is primarily a cost-cutting exercise. And I think, you know, we know already that perhaps the hours that those staff will be available will be reduced compared to what the ticket office is able to do for us now. And there are other issues as well. You know, we feel it's very important that the staff presence is there. That sort of human contact, you know, when you get to the station, it has all sorts of advantages for sort of security and comfort and practicality. But in fact, today, I believe that staff were there selling tickets, but they weren't able to offer the full range of tickets that you would be able to get from the ticket office. So that results in a kind of worsening of the level of service.
Right. OK, so their machines haven't got the capacity to deal with that. That's an interesting observation that I hadn't heard so far. I mean, I do a lot of travelling by train and I see a lot of people without printed tickets, and it's on a device. It's on their phone. It's part of an app. Aren't the rail companies just responding to that current situation with regards to a lot of things being digital, and that they can? I know you say, I get the point you're making, that this could be the start of the end of having staff at stations, but just from the point of view of having ticket offices, what's the point if fewer people are buying tickets that way?
Well, I mean, no, we totally accept that times have changed, you know, and people, as you rightly say, they do use apps and they do use smartphones and ticket machines and so on, but they're not suitable and available for everyone. So there are people with certain disabilities who can't use it. The elderly seem to struggle with technology. And there are certain sort of, you know, very complex tickets, very complex travel inquiries that perhaps, you know, you won't be able to deal with electronically. Another issue, of course, is value for money, splitting tickets. Now, just a moment ago, I went on the website, and I imagined I was going from Bristol to Birmingham. It cost me £66.80. £66.80 to do that now. If instead I split my ticket at Cheltenham, so I buy a ticket from Bristol to Cheltenham, that's £11.20, and a ticket from Cheltenham to Birmingham, £30.50, cost me £41.70. I've saved 25 quid on a ticket to Birmingham, and on the machines, I won't be able to do that anymore, so it'll cost me much more money.
Yeah, I suppose if you know what you're doing, you can go to things like the train line. But of course, as you all say, not everyone travels by train regularly enough to know that. But with regards to your campaigning, I mean, I have seen part of the consultation and asking for people to respond to this, the fact that, you know, ticket offices closing across the country, not just Bath Spa. But do you think it's a done deal? Do you think the campaigning will help?
I think it will. I mean, I think the public backlash has been so strong about this, and the government are very sensitive to the fact that, you know, we're not a million miles away from a general election. So I think there is a good chance of backtracking. I need to make one very important point here, really. This isn't a decision by the train operating companies. It's a decision by the Department for Transport. So if you protest to the train companies, it won't make any difference. You have to object to Passenger Focus, which is sort of affiliated with the DfT. But, you know, I understand that they've had tens of thousands of protests already. So I think, you know, if we keep up enough noise, they'll have to backtrack on this.
On another note, you've been talking today apparently about rail fare increases. What's the word, Bruce? What have you been saying?
Well, what I've been saying is that, the government have said that the fare increase every year goes up by inflation, but they use an obsolete measure of inflation called RPI, which is usually higher. Now, they've said that they're going to be less than RPI. So it's going to be less than 9%, but it could still be higher than the other measure of inflation, CPI, which is a more real-world one, and that's only 6.8%. So let's suppose they increase rail fares by 8%. That is still an increase in real terms. It's making life harder for passengers, and I fear that rail fares will go up by more than CPI.
Well, the thing is, Bruce, they go up every year, so we can sit on or stand on more crowded trains. There's nothing new there, is there, really? It's just the rate that it goes up by.
Well, yes, indeed, but that's exactly the point, really, yeah. You know, you expect prices to go up, but when they're going up by inflation, by more than inflation, year after year after year, it's making life harder for the poor old passengers, and it's driving us off trains and onto the roads. Now, the government are hypocrites about this. You know, they're continuing with their 5p cut in fuel duty for motorists. So if they can afford to cut, you know, fuel duty for motorists, they can afford to cut fares for the poor old rail passenger.
Yeah,
go green.
Although they'll say they subsidise those, but yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I just want to get your word on the rail fare increases. Thanks a lot, Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.